Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, the list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to get into here today, not the least of which is the firing of Billy Gunn from WWE. He was working as a trainer, and he got popped in a drug test. However, it was not a WWE-instituted drug test. This from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Dave Meltzer broke the story. Monty Kip Sopp, better known as Billy Gunn, was fired today as a trainer by WWE due to testing positive for elevated levels of testosterone in a powerlifting meet from July 25th. Gunn's drug test at the meet came up with a 37-to-1 testosterone-epitestosterone ratio, well over the 4-to-1 limit. He was suspended from powerlifting for 4 years. WWE officials were not aware of him competing as a powerlifter until a few weeks ago, or his suspension from that sport. We're told that WWE already has two different individuals in mind that may be replacing him in his gig as a trainer at the WWE Performance Center. We could talk about that on the show today. Obviously, a big weekend. We've got UFC Ronda Rousey versus Holly Holm. We have got the beginning of the Lucha Underground tapings coming up this weekend. And that brings us to a half hour from now when we will be joined by the Doctor of Lucha himself, Steve Sims, is going to be on the show talking all of the news from south of the border. We got a lot of stuff to talk about regarding Alberto Del Rio, AAA, their mega title tournament, and so much more. That's coming up in about a half hour. Mike Sempervivi will be joining us after the break to talk all of the news and wrestling as well. We'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages. I'll throw all of that out after the break. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Business Loans Now is most known for 60-minute approvals and same-day funding for businesses across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for Business Loans Now, where your business cash flow is way more important than personal credit. Funding can be used for cash flow, equipment, payroll, and startups. Business Loans Now can also help with additional funding if your business has recently been underfunded by another lender. To find out how much your business could qualify for, I encourage you to visit businessloansnow.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We'll be taking your phone calls today. The studio line, 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. And send us text messages at 425-780-7566. We'll get into those here, as well as phone calls in a bit, but first off, the story today, Billy Gunn fired today as a trainer by WWE due to testing positive for elevated levels of testosterone in a powerlifting meet on July 25th. A 37-1 testosterone-epitestosterone ratio, well over the 4-1 limit. It is very difficult to employ a trainer when they fail a drug test to that degree. Billy Gunn is gone. Looking for replacements right now. And I don't know, 52 years old, competing in powerlifting meets. And we have been watching these retro Raws, and he was a lot bigger today than he was in 1996. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, he's one of a couple guys that you would look at and say that about, several of whom are not active anymore in competition inside the ring, which makes it an even more entertaining proposition. With that said, doesn't surprise me at all when I found out that he was in powerlifting competitions, that he possibly could have been taking something, because, well, that's I have no scientific reason for that other than I just look at the sport and would figure, yeah, there's probably a lot of that there, and I got to give it to him at 52 years old, still looks great, is still have to be able to go out there even with the gimmicks to be in powerlifting competition. So I guess I'll give him some credit for that. But yeah, you can't have a ratio like that come out and just makes your entire testing program look bad. So they were forced into having to do that. So whether that makes it to a Breaking Ground episode, I guess we'll have to find out.
Well, I know that the competition was in July, and about 3 weeks ago, somebody had emailed me the full roster of everybody that had competed at that meet, and Kip Sopp was listed as having failed, a 37-1 ratio, and the person who emailed said it was Billy Gunn, and it was the only... I couldn't find any more information on this. I mean, obviously, this person really failed because you could Google his name as well as the competition and the information would come up. But I wasn't, and think about this, I wasn't sure it was the same Kip Sopp. So I didn't do anything. And now here it is coming out a month later. So it's not like it came out, it's not like the drug test failure was in July, but it's possible the results and the roster and the failures and everything weren't divvied out until 3 weeks ago. And it did take him 3 weeks to figure it out, but I suppose, I don't know. I don't know how they got the information. I mean, there are millions and millions of people. One person Googles Kip Sopp and maybe it came up, and I don't know how they figured it out, but it wasn't like it took him months to determine that he had failed. It took him about 3 weeks, at least based on when I had first heard about it.
You remember that gimmick he had? There's the one Billy Gunn.
Oh, man. I've already got like 15 texts from people with Billy Gunn jokes.
I was going to say, because there's only one cute Kip, and there's only one cute Kip Sop, I guess. So who else could it have possibly have been?
I thought you were going to say Billy he's Gunn. Now the 37-1 Billy and Gunn.
No, I mean, it depends on where you want to go with this. Like, he got that ratio that high by sticking a needle in his Mr. Ass.
Oh, Mike, come on.
Sorry.
Let's go to the phone studio line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Yes, Ryan.
Heavy question on the Daniel Bryan doctor controversy. Do you think we'll ever...
Controversy? What's controversial about it? I mean,
well, you have one doctor, Daniel Bryan's doctor, saying that he's okay, and you had the OB doctor that says he's not okay. So do you think we'll see a debate between the two doctors, like say on Raw, and if the OB
a debate on Raw?
Between the two doctors, and if the OB doctor wins and Daniel Bryan can't wrestle, but if Daniel Bryan's doctor wins, then he's allowed to wrestle.
So it's a verbal debate.
Right.
How do we figure out who wins?
I guess you could have the... Universe vote? Or
well, that's not Becky. Fair. You know who the universe would vote for. They'd vote for him to come back.
You could have three impartial judges in vote.
Who would be an impartial judge, Ryan? Billy Gunn?
I guess you could have maybe Michael Hayes.
Michael Hayes?
Because when I think a staff of unbiased medical professionals, I'm thinking Michael Hayes.
Sure. Ryan, I don't think that's what's going to happen. What's actually going to happen is Daniel Bryan has gone to a third doctor who apparently will cast the tie-breaking vote. And we don't know what that doctor is going to say. Although maybe Vince McMahon knows. Dave wrote a lot about it in The Observer this week if you want to head up to the Wrestling Observer website and check that out, the situation with Daniel Bryan and the various doctors. Not sure if I'd call it a controversy. It is a disagreement between two medical professionals. To the toll-free line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian, this is John from Memphis, Tennessee, man. How you doing today?
What's up, John?
Well, I got a couple of things I want to say. Number one, yes, Ed in San Antonio is higher than you on the most smartest people on the list, Brian. Two, got to give a shout-out to that John, for that guy John from last night. And three... Granny, please accept me for on Facebook. That's all I got to say about that. But let me get to with this Brian, this Kip Sop situation. I got a couple questions for you.
Yes.
How long has he been doing powerlifting in situations like that? Is this a recent thing, or did he had a history of doing powerlifting?
Well, when I was first sent that email, I Googled him along with powerlifting. And I saw results. I mean, I didn't write them down, but it was a few years. He's been doing it for a while. I think there was some in 2012. This is not, I mean, this wasn't like his first one.
All right. This is kind of interesting for me for the simple fact that I understand that they do drug testing for the talent. I'm not denying that. I understand that. But my thing is, what they do for, like, I understand this is a corporate company, and like most corporations, they do drug tests. They, even when I was working at the Fortune 500 companies, they do random drug tests on situations like that. But I thought since you are out of the thing, did they stop doing random drug tests and just do that? And my final thing before I leave.
Wait, what's your question? Like, why did he get tested?
I don't think WWE wasn't the one that tested.
Yeah, this was the powerlifting competition.
I understand that, but I'm saying why did WWE didn't stop randomly testing the staff and owners?
I see.
That's my only.
Well, okay, I can be corrected if I'm wrong, but my impression is that WWE is only testing their contracted performers, and he was a trainer, and thus he was not subject to the testing.
All right, that's my thing. So why they fired him? I'm not. Don't get me wrong. I'm not condoning what he did, but I'm saying why they fired him for something that he was not that he was that did not WWE did not contest him for, he was not obligated to test for a DM. And
well, the test failure was, John, hold on a second. The test failure is public. I mean, you can Google it, and you can find the spreadsheet of everybody that competed at that meet and whether they passed or failed their test. So it is a public drug test failure, and he was a trainer for NXT. And I would think in a company that has a drug testing policy for its performers, it's not good when one of your trainers has a 37-1 TE ratio. I don't know if there's, I mean, that's my assumption as to why they fired him. I mean, he could always be back, I suppose, but that's pretty much all I know about that. We'll head to a break, talk more about it when we come back. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here. Mike Sempervivi will be joined in about 15 minutes by the Doctor of Lucha, Steve Sims. Got a lot of news to talk about with him. Give us a call here today. All of the numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Text messages, emails as well. Should note that a couple of big things this weekend, besides UFC, we've got Lucha Underground Season 2 taping the first episodes of the new season coming up here in Boyle Heights at the Temple in Los Angeles this coming weekend. I have seen some pictures of the inside of the building. It looks awesome. I guess the biggest news, if there is news, is that among the people in the area, this is a hot ticket. It is going to be very, very difficult. It may end up being like a PWG situation, where in order to get into a PWG show, because demand far exceeds ticket availability, you're going to have to work hard to get a ticket into this season's taping of Lucha Underground.
It's going to be a cult classic no matter what, whether the second and third seasons have a life only on in a limited capacity, or this thing breaks out in the next two seasons and becomes a big deal, or at least a little bit of a bigger deal where it's a little bit more secure. Either way, that promotion, and probably the face of which is probably Pentagon Jr., alongside Sexy Star and a couple other people, but I really think he was the standout of season one as far as the all-around hot ticket item. This could really have some legitimate appeal for a long, long time. It may be a very limited appeal, but I have a feeling it's going to be a very rabid appeal, because I have a feeling this, for a lot of people, this show is going to be, as time goes on, a lot more surprisingly influential than some of the other things that are happening in wrestling today.
Also, Royal Rumble tickets went on sale, and they sold out. 30 minutes. 13,000 tickets gone in 30 minutes. The show taking place on January 24th at the Amway Arena, Orlando, Florida. They did the internet presale in August, another presale last week. Officially, the tickets went on sale today. All 13,000 seats gone. Royal Rumble's a big show. And Royal Rumble is going to be an interesting show, because there have been some scripts turned in, and they were a long way out. I mean, scripts get turned in for Raw on Monday. They're ripped up before Monday, so I'm not going to talk about what was on the scripts, but they've got some very, very interesting ideas. I've heard at least one potential Royal Rumble winner that I don't think a lot of people would predict could win the whole thing. There's a lot of things in play, obviously, which is why you shouldn't take any of this seriously until much, much closer to the date. But we do have a tournament. We do have Roman Reigns expected to win the tournament. There's a lot of ways they could go. It's Survivor Series. He could win. He could be top babyface. He could win and turn heel. They could potentially do a swerve and put the title on someone else, although I don't expect that. As noted a few days ago, I don't think you're going to see Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose at Survivor Series, so maybe they'll hold that off until the Royal Rumble. Maybe they'll hold that off until WrestleMania. I'm not sure what they're going to do, but a lot of different ideas, and there are a lot of guys on the shelf, as we talked about yesterday with Dave Meltzer, and the WrestleMania card is going to have to be shuffled around. So it will be very interesting to see what they do going forward leading into the Rumble.
From a business perspective, I'm going to be very interested to see if the Royal Rumble takes place in a northern city anytime soon again. I'm not sure if they've announced the schedule for next year or not. I guess I can pull that up and find out. But with them moving SummerSlam into a three-day weekend, which was on its way to doing, I mean, they were pretty much doing that in Los Angeles anyway. It's official now with the success of the NXT show, and as successful as all those shows were taking place in the New York market, that's going to be their plan going forward. WrestleMania is obviously the gold star of non in-ring weekends and how you want to do these things. And this one's going to be taking place in Orlando. If they would like to make this the third big travel destination, which for wrestling fans, and they should. I mean, they really, really should, because of obviously Royal Rumble's appeal towards almost all wrestling fans across the board. Making it a weekend where people can fly in and having it in a city in January that is a little more conducive to good weather. I wonder if they're going to go in that direction.
Got some video game news as well. The newest edition of EA Sports UFC 2 is coming out. And you'll never guess who's on the cover of this video game, Mike.
Oh, I'm sure it's probably, I don't know, Holly Holm?
It is not Holly Holm.
Oh, I can't believe that.
It's Ronda Rousey.
Oh, no, really?
Ronda Rousey's on the
cover
of the video.
She fights for UFC.
That's right. And she fights tomorrow. 20-1 odds versus Holly Holm. Would you put money down, Mike?
If Ronda was 20-1, of course I would.
Well, she is.
I would assume, though, she's like 1-20. That's more likely. For every $20 you put down, you may win a dollar if she wins. But yeah, it's one of those no win type of betting lines. I mean, I guess if you have $100 and you live in Las Vegas and you have you can afford to basically throw that away. Why not put $100 on Holly Holm, or why not put $100 in a teaser, like a two-person teaser, a long shot? Because if you hit the thing, and there's always a chance she could hit a punch and put Ronda down, then you've really truly got something there. Thing is, if you're banking on that for the kids to go to college, you're probably going to be out of luck, and you're certainly going to be starving, because there's no way. Jessica and I has been talking about this for a long time. Holly Holm's people has been talking about this for a long time. Holly herself really hasn't. Well, nobody uses the entire ring against Ronda. Nobody's ever had a chance to use the entire ring and make her move and make her dodge punches. And she's never faced a kickboxer slash boxer with the hand speed and the ability of Holly Holm. And really, all of that is true. The thing is, you just actually have to make Ronda do it. And considering that almost each fight of Ronda Rousey's gets shorter by the fight, you got to prove that first. So great in theory, great to talk about, great to think about, great to try to give reason for people to watch the fight and a reason to promote the fight. But in reality, we'll have to believe it when we see it. There are two dominant women fighting on this show, and I will only believe they can lose if they actually lose.
There is a new, I believe, programming director at Destination America who is reevaluating all of the programming. And this past Wednesday, both Ring of Honor and TNA had increased ratings on the network. Impact, 277,000 viewers, up from 262 last week. They finished, if you add up the replay and everything, with 343,000. Ring of Honor did 172,000, which is up from the 141,000 last week. Ring of Honor, I believe, is moving into the final month of their short-term contract with Destination America. And so we're going to know very, very soon if they are going to get a renewal, if they are going to remain on Destination America. As far as TNA, we've heard nothing new. We've heard nothing along the lines of they're reevaluating whether they're going to keep the programming on Destination America. As far as we know, they're still done in January. But things can change, and I guess that'll be the big story coming out of Destination America over the next couple of months. Will Ring of Honor get re-signed, and will TNA be saved?
Who knows? Who knows what'll happen? I guess if I'm Destination America, part of me, I guess, would say keep both, because they are doing ratings better than some of the other stuff that you have on there when it comes to TNA. You are paying for production. You've had all of these issues with them. I could see them going bye-bye. I'd like for them to keep Ring of Honor. But then, you know, just, hey, if they're not paying that much for it, if anything at all, why not have it on at 11 o'clock? Maybe you cut it to one showing and it's only on at 11 o'clock on a Wednesday, and you hope that the wrestling fans tune in at least enough to raise up the entire average of the entire station. But with that said, the ratings have been very volatile. They've been very up and down. And from a pure TV point of view, I don't know, even if they're paying nothing for the tape, exactly how much value they have having him on there. If they can make more money off an infomercial or off of a replay of something else that aired on the Discovery Network's Family and putting that on there. But as a wrestling fan, I hope I'm wrong, and I hope both stay.
We've also got the announcement that the WWE Network will be launching in Germany January 6, 2016. So if you're in Germany, now's your chance. They have been expanding all over the world, and the numbers are steady, but they have not been growing exponentially. We're still at only about 250,000 subscribers worldwide outside of the United States. And obviously it's a big story that they're launching in Germany, but I'm not sure if that's going to turn around the subscriber numbers. I shouldn't say turn around. Vastly increase the numbers. The network is doing fine. They're at 1.212 million or something like that, if I recall correctly, which for this time of year is actually pretty good. I expected it to be slightly lower than it was. And obviously, as we move into Royal Rumble and WrestleMania season, it is going to go up even further. And I would suspect that around WrestleMania time, if I had to make a prediction, we're looking at 1.5 million subscribers to the network, which are good numbers. But as far as doubling or anything like that, that some of the analysts expect, I wouldn't hold my breath. We're going to be back in just a moment with the Doctor of Lucha, Steve Sims. Stand by. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game, so blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Billions of dollars continue funding every single year to businesses all across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they don't focus on personal credit. Funding can be used for payroll, equipment, added cash flow, and startups. If your business could use up to $500,000 within just a couple of days or up to $5 million within a week, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com. Find out how much your business could qualify for. That's BusinessLoansNow.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Brian Alvarez, Mike Sempervivi, and the Doctor of Lucha. Steve Sims is here on the line today. We got a lot of news to talk about. South of the Border, our usual Friday feature here on the show. And Dr. Luch, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
You sound like you're doing more than fine.
I'm doing okay. Just it's been a the cyclical nature of the business I work in has been it's very busy, and I'm very glad I was able to get some time off today. I'm sorry I wasn't able to last Friday.
But thank God you didn't say the cyclopay nature
Friday
of the business.
Afternoon work gets in the way. That's right. But here I am.
Well, listen, since the last time we spoke to you, AAA has given up the ghost in terms of getting Alberto Del Rio to return to drop the AAA mega title. And so he has been stripped of the belt, according to Dorian Roldan, and they're going to be doing a tournament, by the way, which I don't think they know anything about right now. They don't know how many participants, who, what, when, no, where, why.
Actually, just within the past couple of days, Conan has gone out and hinted that it's going to be like a four-man tournament.
Okay, but he doesn't know.
Not a major tournament. I think they're still deciding, and they had a TV taping last night, and I bet the answer has now been made since they were all in the same place at the same time. And I suspect the answer has been made, and I suspect that's the general direction that they're going, because an eight-man tournament in AAA would it just doesn't, you know, that's seven matches in addition to whatever else they want to run on Guerra de Titanes, and that's too much.
And when is that show?
December 5th.
December
right around 5th. The corner. December the 5th, right around the corner.
All righty, so I guess we'll have a new mega champion. It's interesting that they're all on good terms still. They're still on good terms with Alberto, who, in a lot of ways, although not in other ways, did exactly what Caristico, or whatever his new name is. He up and bailed, but they like him.
He didn't. First off, they liked him more going in than going out. Secondly, Caristico bailed to the competition. WWE, you know, is competition to AAA, obviously. I mean, as long as they're available and people can see them, that's what they assume to be, you know, the big American promotion that people would aspire to. But he was offered so much money, I mean, you'd have to be just, you know, a moral jackass to say, you know, you got to stay with us because you promised to, even though they can pay you, whatever, 3, 5, 10 times whatever we're paying you. I mean, the reasons were much more understandable from AAA's side and from my side for Alberto's jump than from Caristico's jump.
What's been the ripple effect on everybody else? Because I know, obviously, one of the names that people love to bring up would be, and it's CMLL, would be Sombra, would be a perfect fit in WWE. With the mask, without the mask, he'd be perfect. And I guess he did an interview where he was talking about it. But are there any ripple effects as far as any talent that feel as though they can be cocky enough to use WWE as some sort of leverage, or in a case like Tejano, just basically using Alberto's jumping to put himself maybe in a better position if they want to put the mega title on him, or just really what are the effects of this, if there's any at all, or is this really an isolated ADR thing?
The funny thing is there may be a third answer, in that they may be tying this all in with, you know, what they can do with Lucha Underground. If, for example, they decide, well, without Alberto, we're going to give a bigger push to, say, King Cuerno, or say Tejano, or Pentagon Jr., let's take those three, then if they say they're going to do that at Lucha Underground, they may also turn around and say, well, you know, we want to make that person the champion in AAA. With you know, Fantasma, obviously he's got a different gimmick name, but, you know, it's not certainly hurting him, the fact that people know he's King Cuerno in one promotion and Hijo del Fantasma in another. I think they have in their minds, in their way of thinking, they think about both products when they make, as they're making decisions going forward. A lot of people would like to see Fantasma be the champion. I would be a big fan of Tejano Jr. being the champion again, because I just think he's like the best prospect they've got. You know, Psycho Clown would be somebody that they might give it to just to keep him from jumping, because he's always, in my scuttlebutt, the first name that comes up for family reasons that is thinking about jumping to CMLL, which is funny because Maximo, the current CMLL world champion, who's his brother, is almost always the person that comes up as jumping to AAA first. And in fact, at one point, Conan was on one of our longer shows and just grinding his teeth because they thought they had him, and then at the last minute he bailed out. So, did that answer the question?
Let's talk about Cibernético here, because Cibernético is not an Alberto Del Rio. He's not a Místico, the original Místico, but he is a name, And he is threatening, he has claimed he is leaving, and this would be yet another guy leaving AAA. What's going on with Cibernetico?
Well, as I said, they had a TV taping last night in Guadalajara. And well, they had a show last night in Guadalajara, and I apologize for calling it a TV taping. The TV taping is this weekend. They had a show, and Cibernetico was booked, and then he went on his Twitter yesterday afternoon or went on social media and said, I'm not there, and sure enough, he wasn't there. He was booked in the main event, and they replaced him with Averno in the main event. Averno had been in the semifinal. So it looks like Averno and Chessman are staying, even though they appeared suddenly on a card for a show at Arena Mexico. But it does look like that Cibernetico will be in CMLL probably as early as Sunday. There is, you know, that TV taping occurs before the CMLL show. Getting distracted, and it's distracting my distracting my Lucha thoughts. I will now look down and away from my coworkers that are walking by.
Are they naked?
Not exactly. No. we have the Eternal Office fight in here. I'll take 5 seconds. The Eternal Office fight about here about turning up or down the air conditioning. And today I am losing in the air. It's about 75 degrees in here right now. Anyway, there's a show tonight. And where Cibernetico texted he is from is where he is tonight. And I expect he may work a AAA show tonight. But on their TV taping for Sunday, he is not expected to work. I expect him to show up at the Elite show at Arena Mexico.
Explain this CMLL/Elite/Arena Mexico story to everybody.
Elite is a money mark of a promoter who actually, I think they think, can actually turn into a long-term supplement to CMLL business, can offer some new matchups that allow CMLL to do a little bit of talent scouting if they so wish. And their shows, apart from their main shows, have not been well attended, you know, for the past 3 or 4 years, and their Sunday and Tuesday shows have been even worse. So CMLL is trying something a little bit different and using an outside promoter that they have some sort of business relationship with. I'm not quite clear what it is. It's not necessarily wrestling business, but they have some kind of business relationship with the people that are backing it with the money. And they are trying to make a dent in their in their popularity and in their Sunday and Tuesday shows. They're trying to make an increase in attendance. It got off to a great start when Park and Wagner were there, but as we've learned, Park and Wagner are good for a few bumps due to nostalgia, but after a while, you're suddenly looking at the 50-year-old 300-pound Park and the Wagner, who's still as charismatic, but is not quite as quick as he used to be in the ring, and they don't hold their attendance value over time. Wagner is much more so. In fact, he may work the AAA shows this weekend.
All right, I got to ask this question. So this Caristico fella, who, for those that don't follow Lucha all that closely, this is the original Mystico, who then became Sin Cara, who then became Mysticis, who then became Mystic 2.0, and is now Caristico.
For the moment.
First off, what a string of terrible names. Second off.
Yeah, well, it is. Yes, it is. I mean, they're trying to get a name that they can copyright and put on T-shirts and own the revenues for, so yes.
So I look at the history of the original Mystico, and he turned business around. He was headlining these giant shows for Arena Mexico and CMLL. He was drawing tons of money. He actually became the Wrestler of the Year in the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards, the first ever luchador to do that. Huge star, and then one day he got beaten, and then the very next Friday he got beaten again. And
sure.
I remember at the time it was like, now why did they do this? And correct me if I'm wrong, Steve, but those two losses were the beginning of the end, were they not?
Well, they were. I've talked over this with Ernesto Acampo, the editor of Super Luchas, and he also likes to throw in a third match. They had a match back in 2006 where Wagner and Mystico had, in July of 2006, where they had a singles match, and Wagner just treated him like a rag doll. And Ernesto said that also really, really hurt Mystico's appeal with some of the kids. But when they had Aguayo beat him, twice. They were putting all their money on Aguayo being a Pero Jr., on being a star, a crossover star, a star beyond wrestling. And, of course, Pero broke his leg, and we never found out whether that would or would not have come true. And by then, of course, they had beaten Mystico. And, boy, did wins and losses matter for his career.
Sure. Okay,
they,
so...
They still do.
Well, that's my follow-up. So, a couple of weeks ago, they did an Elite show, and Caristico was there. He's doing a tag team match in the main event. And in the third fall, if I recall correctly, Ultimo Guerrero pinned him.
Correct.
What?
To the shock of everybody who follows this business, and even though I don't know as much about it as you know, the people who book it inside the business, there's just no explanation for that. It's beyond stupid. There's no way he should have been beaten if they planned to market him. And if they were going to beat him for some reason, which presumably would be to set up some major feud for a major match, Ultimo Guerrero is the last person – well, not the last person. Thunder is the last person. But Ultimo Guerrero is one of the last persons they should ever have beat Mystico.
Tell me about this Thunder guy.
No sense, but of course, Ultimo Guerrero has, like, the ego of all egos. So
sure, of course. This Thunder guy, he sucks.
He is. He's Australian. He sucks. I have my theory on this, which I've had for a long time, is that people who grow up and don't follow professional wrestling as a kid, when you try and teach to them as an adult, like Giant Gonzalez in the U.S. and several others, if they don't grow up knowing what it's supposed to look like in the end, they never get it. They just don't get the concept of the part. You can take people who haven't amateur wrestled and been in whatever sport. If they grew up watching as a kid, they have a general idea of what the end result is supposed to look like, and they've got it in their head, and you can teach them. And you can teach them how to get from A to Z because they know what Z is supposed to be like. But when people never have any clue what Z is supposed to be like and they see their first show with when they come to Mexico for a bodybuilding competition or whatever, this is not necessarily Thunder's bio, but when they just show up as an adult, it doesn't work. It never works.
And that's
he's awful. He's awful, and he doesn't improve. In fact, to a large extent, he's getting worse, which you would think would be impossible if you work at a job for a while, any job, and you're trying.
Well, especially when you start out so bad, how could you possibly get worse? It seems impossible.
It seems impossible. I mean, he's like, I had seen him early on do simple bumps. Now he's screwing up simple bumps. I mean, he did screw up some simple bumps before, but he got some right. But now it's puzzling how someone can be that bad. And, of course, it's puzzling why I know they want to get the mask off of him and sacrifice his mask to the altar of the ego of Ultimo Guerrero. But, I mean, even Ultimo Guerrero's got to look at some of these matches and say, that's not going to help me. That's not going to help my ego. That's going to be like, no. Send him off to
All right, actually, Steve, stand by one sec. We got to jump to the break here, but we'll be back in just a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Got some very interesting news from Dr. Lucha during the break. Apparently tonight on Access, Steve, it won't be New Japan on Access. What will it be?
The final day of Fantastic. I'm reading from Cubs fan so I can be succinct. The final day of Fantasticomania 2015. Which is a Máscara Dorada versus La Sombra singles match. Highly recommended. It's a plug for it's to expose Fantasticomania because that's coming up again in mid-January. And it'll be with English announcers calling the final day of the 2015 Fantasticomania tour.
How about that? All right, well, listen, we're out of time. So before we go, let's get some plugs in. Twitter, Figure Four Weekly, which you write for every week, yep. And more.
That's right, at Dr. Lucha Jr. for Twitter, Figure Four Weekly. The next new issue will be out next week, and we'll have the answer to the Cibernetico questions because I'll be writing it just as soon as the TV taping is done from AAA this week. And, by the way, tonight on for CMLL, you can see their Friday night show, Rush versus La Sombra in a singles match on ClaroSports.com. As presently stands, it should be clear to see in the U.S.
Well, Steve, I want to thank you as always, and we will get you back here on the program next Friday. Friday is usually Lucha Day here on the program. At Dr. Lucha Jr., he writes for Figure Four Weekly every week, which is available for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. You get Figure Four Weekly, you get the Wrestling Observer newsletter, you get all back issues, and of course, all of the different radio shows that we do. There's over 7,000 in the archives. There are about 20 new shows a week. So if you love wrestling and mixed martial arts audio, that's the place for you. WrestlingObserver.com. I want to thank Mike, as always, Steve, all the folks at Byline. We'll talk to you again next time every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, here on Sports Byline USA. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.